Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to the show, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you tuning in. Want to say hello to all the folks that came to the Touch a Truck Fest yesterday at the Meyer in Westerville on Polaris. It was a lot of fun, and for those of you that I interviewed, it'll probably be next Sunday that we will hear those interviews on the air, so tune in again next Sunday. Don't hang up now, or don't tune out now, but join us again next Sunday, and you'll probably hear yourself or your child on the radio. Okay, now, today, in the studio with me is Dr. Dina Deskins-Knabel. She is a 1992 graduate of The Ohio State University College of Dentistry. Following dental school, she went into private practice in Lancaster, Ohio. I guess if you live there, it's Lancaster. And started working part-time at the Columbus Public Health Department. In 2003, she chose to leave private practice to work in public health full-time. In 2011, she became the dental director for Columbus Neighborhood Health Center, Inc. She has served as adjunct faculty at The Ohio State University College of Dentistry since 2003, and she also serves on the Columbus State Community College Dental Hygiene Advisory Board and the Dentist Care Connection Advisory Board. All right, so hey, Dr. Deskins-Knabel, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me here today.
And we really appreciate you getting up and coming on the show. It's awful nice because, after all, it is a little bit early, I've been told.
It's early for me, definitely.
But at least you're not one of the West Coast guests that had to get up at 5 o'clock to be on my show.
Thank goodness for that.
I think that look was, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, all right. Hey, before we get on to today's topic, which is to talk about what you do, let me remind folks that you can go to my office Facebook page. It's Dr. Kvitko & Associates, and like us. I don't know, that sounds so weird to say. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. And then there are a lot of things I do during the year, some of which I don't know if Dr. Deskins knows, but we raise money to do our own dental outreach, and we have a thing called Dentistry from the Heart, and we do a Team Smile, and I'm looking to secure some donated portable dental equipment for that big rolling studio that I just showed you. And so one of the ways we're going to do that is we're holding the 7th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It's on September 14th at Broadview Golf Course at 8:30, shotgun start, scramble format, $100 a person, or if you already have a team, $400 for the team. And the proceeds are going to benefit what we call the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, and we use it to do these dental events. So if you'd like to call 262-9588 to get signed up, or you can send an email to drkvitko@aol.com, okay? All right, so please do that because the kids, and not just the kids, honestly, it's a regular, just could be your neighbor. They really need the help. You would be surprised what we find. Okay, so Dr. Deskins-Knabel, and I think at first I thought that'd be too hard to say, but I can say the whole word.
It is a mouthful.
Yeah. So right out of dental school, you not only went into private practice, but you began working at the Columbus Health Department part-time. Then 11 years later, you decided to quit your private practice and work full-time for the health department. Why did the health department win out?
Well, this sounds kind of like a Miss America answer, but I felt like that what I was doing at the health department was really important, that I was helping people that needed my help, and that what I did made a real difference. Not that treating people in private practice doesn't make a difference, but I was just emotionally drawn to working at the health department.
Okay. No, that's actually really cool. I was kind of thinking that was the answer, but... Now, tell me about the dental clinic at the health department, because honestly, I kind of had heard about it, but I know nothing about it, and who better to tell us than yourself. Where is it first?
Columbus Public Health is at 240 Parsons Avenue, and the dental clinic is operated by Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers. So there are a total of 3 dental clinics that are available that provide the same type of services throughout the community. So I physically practice at Columbus Public Health. And then there's a clinic on West Broad Street and one on East Main Street also that provide care to the public.
So West Broad, is that by the Hilltop area?
It is, yes.
Okay, and East Main would be maybe out towards the north, west, east, what am I trying to say, Eastland?
Not that far. I can't tell you what the neighborhood is called, but it's just a little further east of the health department on East Main Street.
So it's not very far away.
It's not very far away.
Okay. So, and the same with the one on the west, it's not that far away. So are there bus routes?
Yes, they're all on bus lines. They're easily, you can get to any of them easily by taking public transportation.
Okay, because I'm thinking, I've been a dentist for over 33 years and I did not know about this. I knew about the Columbus Health Department. I kind of had a sense that they did some dental care, but I didn't know what, and I didn't know there were 3 offices. Mm-hmm. So I imagine there are some people listening that also didn't know. Now, what are the hours?
We start seeing patients at 7:45, and we're there till 4:30 to 5 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. In the mornings at 7:45, we have time available at all of our clinics to see people that are having toothaches, that are having pain, and they can walk in and be seen that same day. It's unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that have pain that don't get regular dental care, and they don't seek care until they're in a lot of discomfort or they have a swollen face. So we have this service there to help alleviate their pain. And hopefully, once they come and get their pain alleviated, then they'll consider coming back and becoming a patient and getting comprehensive care so that we can look at everything that they have going on and figure out what their dental needs are and help them get healthy.
Well, that's really neat. What's the fee schedule? How does that work?
You have to provide what your household income is.
Okay.
We have a sliding fee scale.
Okay.
And if you qualify at the minimum level, which is about $24,000 for a family of 4, then your dental fee would be $40 a visit.
Wow.
So whether you're getting your teeth cleaned or you're getting a tooth extracted, it would be $40. You know, if you make more than that, then you pay a percentage of what our fees are, all the way up to 100% of what our fees are.
Okay. So $24,000 for a family of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And if they make over that, they can still come, but they'll pay just a little more than that $40.
Exactly.
Okay. I see. I did not know that. And this is the funding for this comes from who?
The city of Columbus provides part of the funding. The Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers are federally qualified health centers, and that means that they receive a grant from the federal government to help supplement the care. The CNHC, Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, also get funding from Franklin County, and there's other funding sources, other grant sources that they get money from, and also we get revenue, obviously, from the patient fees.
Okay. Are you always in a state of applying for these grants, or once you are granted one, is it kind of like a yearly thing that keeps rolling over?
Well, different grants, there's always grants that you're applying for and doing reports for. So it's a constant thing with doing grants. There are some grants that, yes, you get on a continual basis. If you're a FQHC, a federally qualified health center, mm-hmm. then you do get a ongoing grant from the government.
So all you have to do then is document where the money was spent and all the good that you're doing. And if you can show numbers, we treated this many hundred or thousands of patients, and we want to continue to do that next year, it's not that hard to get the funding renewed?
I don't want to say it's not that hard.
Okay. Sounds like it's a big part of your job, applying for and keeping track of these grants.
There are a lot of people that work for all of these organizations that spend a lot of time working on the grants.
Okay. So it's too bad we don't just have a system that says, okay, we're going to take care of the folks in need,
mm-hmm.
people of lesser income, and we're going to do it. It seems to me that why would they have you spend your time applying for something that should be already being provided? Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense, and I don't have an answer for that. If we had answers for that, we would be in a whole different place right now.
Okay. All right. Well, for instance, I go to one of these clinics, how many treatment rooms, we call them operatories, but how many dental chairs would we find?
Total in the system, we have 25.
Between the
three clinics. There's one with 10, one with 7, and one with 8.
Okay. And let's talk about that morning, that 7:45 deal where people in pain. So does that mean you don't see a regular new, if I wanted to make an appointment, would my first appointment be available to me at not until 9 because you're doing these emergencies from 7:45 until 9, or how do you do that?
We have, it depends upon the clinic that you're at. At the clinic at Columbus Public Health, there is another doctor there now. We've just hired another doctor. So she starts seeing patients at 8 o'clock. I start seeing the emergency patients at 7:45.
I see.
In the other clinics, you can potentially get an 8 o'clock in the morning appointment. They try to work the toothaches in around the others.
Okay. Now, I had over this last weekend, well, this weekend, I had two emergency calls myself. One was from a patient of mine. He's been a patient since the mid-80s, and he fell on hard times like a lot of people did in 2007 and 8, and the economy went down, and some folks have not, they just don't have a job yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has this really bad, badly decayed, abscessed tooth, upper left first molar, that every time he comes in, I said, now, Bob, we got to get to this tooth. Even if it's just temporary, we've got to get to this tooth. I know, but I just can't afford it right now. And so sure enough, he calls. It's just a terrible pain. You know, it's acting up, and now it's an emergency. How do you get people, or do you work with the people that you treat to not wait till it's an emergency?
Education is key. We try to, if someone comes in with an emergency and the reason that they haven't come is fear, we try to talk to them about whether you're getting a filling or you're getting an extraction, you still have to get an injection. And I'd much rather get a shot and get a filling done and be able to keep my tooth than get a shot and have my tooth taken out. So we try to point out the obvious things. Also, we talk about what causes decay and how they can make their mouth healthier and just try to help them through those hurdles so that they understand the importance of dental care and just try to talk them through it. And sometimes people say, you know what, nobody ever told me this. I need to do these things. And other people still have their own personal hurdles that they can't get around, whether it's fear or transportation, or even still in our clinic, still finances still play a role.
The $40 is more than they can handle.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We have a poster at the health department that says, seek medical care, buy food, or pay rent. You can only choose two. And unfortunately, that's an issue that a lot of people in America have to face,
right?
That, and oftentimes people will seek care for their children and will not seek care for themselves as adults because obviously they have a commitment to that child to get them everything that they need. And so they place themselves second. So we also try to talk to people about that. If they don't take care of themselves, they can't properly take care of their children also.
Right. And I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break, because as I see it, one of the biggest problems we face and patients face is they think if it doesn't hurt, they don't have anything going on in their mouth. Right? You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Looking to lose that winter weight? Ready for summertime, pools, and wedding season? If so, New Leaf Health and Body is ready for you. New Leaf Health and Body provides a pain-free system without any side effects or downtime. The New Leaf approach reduces fat without painful exercise and crazy diets for men and women who want to lose inches, especially in those trouble spots. Shed those unwanted inches and be ready for the summer within weeks. Schedule your appointment today with New Leaf by calling 614-799-4610.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We are here with Dr. Dina Duskins-Knebel. She is, you are working, you're the director of the Columbus Neighborhood Health Center, Inc. But what's your title at the Columbus Health Department?
Just dentist.
Just dentist? Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, dentist. All right, well, that's neat. And so we're learning a lot about what the city and the county, and I guess even maybe some federal funding, has put together here in Franklin County. And we were talking about the emergencies and how do you break that cycle. And I said one of the biggest problems is how people think if it doesn't hurt, there's nothing wrong. And I like to say we've had, I think we even had it as a Dr. Kavitko question of the day, which of the dental diseases cure themselves without the help of a dentist? And you know the answer to that, right?
None.
Exactly. And people, especially in private practice, we get this because they'll walk in. They're coming for an exam, which we assume means they want to know what we found. We take some x-rays. We do the exam and we say, you have two cavities. Well, they don't hurt, you know? And I said, well, but they will. And by the way, if you wait till they hurt, you're talking about a root canal or an extraction now. You're not just talking about a little filling. The other thing you mentioned about the adults taking care of their kids, certainly, that's really nice to hear. And a lot of parents do that. But I found that a lot of parents, they really do it because they're fearful themselves. It's easy to bring the child, make them go, you have to go. But they will say it's because we can't afford for me to come as the parent. But in reality, I find it's because they're terrified. What would you say if you run into that?
Most definitely. And even when I was in private practice, I would see families that the wife and the children would come, but the husband would never come.
Unless the guys are the worst.
Yeah. Unless he had a really bad toothache, and then the wife would call and say, hey, I know you've never seen my husband, even though we all have insurance, and he just won't come, but now he's in really bad pain. So fear is something that really keeps people away, and they use all kinds of excuses not to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for those parents out there who, as of an hour ago, thought you were doing something good by sending your children and not going yourself, you're not doing the right thing. You can afford the other $40, or you should find the other $40 for your own visit. And here's why. Kids learn from example. Kids watch their father. For example, a little boy likes to pretend he's shaving, put shaving cream on his cheeks, and shave it off with a razor with no blade, right?
Right.
They're going to do the same thing if they see mom and dad brush. They're going to do the same thing if they see mom and dad go to the dentist. So if you think you're doing something good by sending your children and then you have this, oh, I'm being so noble, you know, I'm putting my children first. Okay, I'm not saying don't take the kids, but you need to go too. Agreed?
Agreed. One example I see or that I hear all the time from now adults is, well, my mom or my dad or both my parents had dentures by the time they were 40.
Right.
And so they assume that that's normal. Because that's what their parents had. Well, their parents had that because they didn't seek care until they had a toothache.
Right.
And so they see that as their future, that's what's going to happen for them.
I honestly wish, as dentists, we hadn't figured out how to make dentures. Because if there was no alternative, if there was no replacement, people would take better care of their teeth. And although now we've expanded and we're now into implants, so we can truly rebuild a mouth, it's cost prohibitive for a lot of people. For several people.
And what people don't understand is that dentures are a replacement for no teeth. They're not a replacement for teeth. You don't eat as well. You don't talk as well. You don't function the way that you did when you had your own natural teeth.
Right, right. You can't. You don't function like you would like. You just don't know it because you're not wearing them. You see other people and you think they get along fine. But I can tell you in their private moments, they're not getting along fine because we hear the stories, right? I bit into an apple and my teeth fell out. Or we've seen pictures of the woman skydiving and her teeth fell out. I think we've all seen that, right, on YouTube.
Great video.
It actually is. How many people per day would you say you treat at each of the clinics?
Per doctor, we're seeing probably averaging 12 to 13 a day per doc.
Okay. That's actually, you're pretty busy.
Yes.
And the services that you do there, is it Is it fillings, cleanings, extractions, maybe crowns and a partial or denture, or can people also get their teeth whitened in other optional services?
We just do basic care there. We don't do crowns and dentures.
Oh, you don't
partials.
Do crowns?
No,
okay.
We do not. So we provide fillings and cleanings and sealants, which are a great thing for kids. It's a plastic coating that goes on your back, permanent teeth to keep you from getting, help keep you from getting cavities.
Right.
And so those are the things that we're doing there. Oral cancer screenings, education.
Okay. Well, that's neat. So if a tooth needs a crown, do you have a way of helping them find a place they can have it affordably, or what happens then?
Well, the university is the most reasonable in cost, and that's where we refer our patients for that.
Okay. And the phone number there is 292-2751, 614-292-2751, if you want to become a patient of the Ohio State University College of Dentistry, right?
Correct.
And I actually recommend that also for my patients that just, they're just financially, they just don't have, you know, anything right now, or they're really, really struggling, because they'll get great care, but it'll take longer. So you pay with your time instead of your money. Would you agree?
I completely agree. You have, you know, lots of eyes looking at you, lots of expertise, but you do pay with your time.
And presumably, if you're unemployed, you have the time.
Exactly.
So, well, you know, we'll see. Okay, now, so anybody can go there for treatment, but knowing that there are some limits to the services you provide, chances are the people that can afford full care, they can afford whitening, they're not going to become your patients?
Probably not, but we have a whole range of people that come there. We see a lot of retired people. Like you mentioned, your patient earlier that, you know, in like 2008 hit some economic struggles,
yeah.
That people that had always gone to a private dentist now come to us because one of their family members has been downsized from their job, so they just can't afford their dental insurance anymore. And, you know, we have single people, we have immigrants, we have students, we have people from all walks of life that come to our clinics.
So is it something you would like more people to know that you guys are there, or are you at capacity?
We are very close to capacity right now. But I would love for people to know about it, because every day I hear from someone that says, I would have come to the dentist sooner had I known that there was an affordable option out there.
Okay.
One area that we're not completely full on right now is we actually have a pediatric fellow working at our East Side Clinic.
Yeah.
And she has open time in her schedule. So there are kids. If you have a child that you're trying to get into the dentist, that would be an ideal place to take them.
So what number would they call if they have a child now that we know there's some openings for children?
That is a really good question.
Oh, we don't have the number.
And I don't have the number off
the top
of my head.
We'll look it up. So we just look under Columbus Public Health or the neighborhood clinic?
Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers.
Okay, we'll look that up and we'll give it out here on the air in just a little bit. Because when I did my Dentistry from the Heart event, we had more capacity than we had children. And I hate that because I have all these volunteers ready and lined up. But reaching these children is so hard because, of course, the parents usually have to bring them, which means they miss work, or they didn't know that it was available, or you can't even get them sometimes to sign the form, the permission slip. In your case, the children, was it under age 14? What would you consider?
A pediatric fellow will actually see anybody up to age 18, but their preference would probably be under age 14.
Okay.
But if you want to bring your child there and they're 15, they'll certainly see them.
Okay. Not gonna. And you guys must have some translators, right?
We do. We have a host of translators that we can use.
What languages?
Our primarily used languages are Spanish and Somali.
Okay.
We see people from countries that you may never have heard of before, or languages you've definitely never heard of before. And we're able to get interpreters for all of those languages. So if we know in advance that someone's coming that doesn't speak English, we'll have an interpreter there. But we usually have an on-site Spanish interpreter with us at all times. And at Columbus Public Health, we also have a Somali interpreter there at all times.
Okay. Well, that's really good to know, because I know we knew we had a need for a Somali interpreter at our event, but I don't think we actually secured one. We had Spanish. And that's the only language that we were able to come up with. Now, we want to, you know, we were talking about these people that are in pain and what happens these days, tell me if I'm wrong, but what happens is they still don't go to a dentist. A lot of them, they go to the emergency room.
That's correct. Unfortunately, I hear this every day about people that have gone to the hospital emergency room multiple times for a toothache. And what happens when you go to the emergency room is they give you some pain medication and they give you some antibiotics, which makes you feel better temporarily, but it doesn't solve the problem. And so you feel better for a few months and then your face swells up again and you're back at the emergency room. So people are not getting definitive care there. What I hear from the Central Ohio Hospital Council is that of the top 10 reasons that people go to the hospital emergency rooms that aren't trauma related, five of them are dental in nature.
Five out of the top 10?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's crazy because they don't even have dentists on staff.
No, they do not. So it's frustrating, I'm sure, for the patients and for the doctors.
And I'll tell you that you mentioned they will oftentimes be given a prescription for pain pills, but even that's getting harder and harder because of such a crackdown on who gets pain pills and why and how many. Are you feeling that as well? It seems like the governor's new program and the attorney general, you know, they work to close the pill mills. And the more I read, they're also working to, like, limit the number that are given out because the main source of overdosing?
I'm sure that the patients that are using the emergency rooms regularly are starting to see that. You know, myself and the rest of the docs in our system, we are we actually recommend ibuprofen for most procedures that we do. And, you know, it's a great medication. We're not big pain medication proponents. And so it's better to treat the problem than medicate it.
Right, right. And in fact, at my practice, I don't provide pain control, meaning narcotics of any kind, for anybody unless I've actually done something that could make them hurt. So even if they came in with a toothache and said, I'm in pain, but I can't afford to have my tooth extracted or my root canal or whatever, can you give me pills? The answer is no, because I didn't hurt them. They mm-hmm. walked in hurt. You can't just come and get pills, you know, because that doesn't solve the issue. Unless the dentist went in, physically either restored that tooth to health or removed it, they're not going to get better. And if I do those things, if I rip a tooth out of somebody's head, I want them to have some pain medicine of some sort. Or if I do a root canal, I want the same. So five out of the top 10 reasons that people go to an emergency room that doesn't involve trauma is because of dental issues. You know what? You might want to remember that because pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So in fact, you know what? I think we'll do that now. But before we do, we need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the winner of today's question of the day will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weisdember Florist. The question of the day is, of the top 10 reasons people without trauma go to a hospital emergency room, how many are dental related? All right. Of the top 10 reasons people without trauma go to a hospital emergency room, how many are dental related? Is it A, 4, B, 5, C, 6, or D, 7? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
The Doobie Doop gets fierce. Everett.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-258.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko at aol.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Today's question is, of the top 10 reasons people without trauma go to a hospital emergency room, how many are dental related? And we have callers on the line, on lines 1, 2, 3, and 4. And so let me ask my guest, Dr. Dina Deskins-Knabel, what line should we pick?
Let's go with line 2.
We're going to go with line 2. That would be Karen, I believe, right? Is that Karen?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. How are you? What's your answer?
5 out of 10 are emergency related.
5 out of 10. Are you surprised by that?
Yes, I am.
That's amazing to me. Karen, what do you do for a living?
I work at a factory in Grove City called Tiger Poly Manufacturing.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. And stay on the line because my producer is going to get your information and we'll send the flowers to you on Tuesday. And then the other folks, please call back next Sunday because we do this every Sunday, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. So now, before the break, we had talked about if somebody wanted to schedule an appointment for their child, what would be the phone number? And I have that number now. It would be the East location. You would call 645-5535. That's 645-5535. It is the East Central Health Center. It's 1180 East Main Street. And this would be the most likely location, right, Doc, for them to get an appointment for their child?
It is. They have current openings with the pediatric fellow there, and that would they could get in right away and get their kids seen before school even, probably.
Okay. Unless you go to some of these districts that already started.
Unfortunately, yes. Some people have already started.
Yeah, when did that happen? It used to be after Labor Day, you know, and then it was like a few days before, and now it's just, let's just do it 3 weeks before Labor Day because then nobody will complain, I guess. Okay, so now tell me about this Columbus Neighborhood Health Center, Inc., because this has only been in existence for, what, 2 years or something?
Oh, no.
Oh, how long has this been around?
The Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers have been around for a very long time.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's the neighborhood health centers over 20 years, I believe. I can't.
Okay. That's just my mistake. I think I don't know how it, maybe it
probably
was.
Probably because that's when I became the dental director.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
The system has been in place for a very long time. You know, there are medical clinics all over town. There's 7 of them.
Oh.
And
but only 3 have dental?
Only 3 have dental.
Okay.
And 2 have vision services in them.
Wow.
Also.
Well, that's pretty neat.
They do other services also. They help with prescription assistance, and there are OBGYNs, there are podiatrists, there are multiple services that are provided through the CNHC system.
I see that here. And it says vision hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 to 5, Tuesday, 8 to 7 for vision.
Correct.
Okay.
And, you know, what the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers are looking to do is create a health home for their patients. So they want to provide all the services that people need to get healthy. And I think that's the way that that healthcare is moving in that direction in general. And CNHC is a leader in that field. So we're very lucky to have that program here in Central Ohio.
Yeah.
It's very helpful to a lot of patients because then they, you know, all of the doctors can talk to each other, the dentists, the optometrists, the physicians, we can all communicate with each other about the patient's health and try to help them get to where they need to be to lead strong, healthy lives.
So it doesn't matter which facility they go to, the information is shared?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to repeat tests and repeat questions and...
You may repeat questions because, you know, every doc likes to hear it from the patient directly.
Exactly.
But, you know, the dental program is getting ready to move to electronic health records. We're the last portion of the neighborhood health centers to do that. And that will let us fully integrate with the other programs to see the patient's health records and be able to help them to our fullest extent.
Okay. Well, that's something, I mean, I have been computerized for several years, but I still like that paper chart, and you're going to be forced to give up the paper chart?
That's correct.
And what happens when the computers are down?
Yeah, that happens with everybody. I'm sure now you can't schedule when your computers go down. That is an issue, and we love to hold on to that paper, but we're going to give it up.
Okay, well, I imagine I will have to at some point, too. So what is the most common procedure that you then do at your clinics? Is it a silver filling or is it tooth-colored filling? Or what do you guys do as the most common? Is it extractions?
In the clinic that I'm in, it is probably extractions.
Sadly.
Yes, sadly.
They come when it's too late.
Yes. But I would say for the most part, it is silver fillings. They have it's the workhorse of dentistry. It provides you with a solid restoration that will help you function and maintain your health.
I agree. And in fact, you might find this surprising, but I don't think I've ever placed a chrome crown because I've never really felt there was a need. I'm able to put amalgam in these children's teeth. And I think chrome crowns sometimes are done too quickly and it's a quick fix, just kind of shove something over top and then you can't see it. You can't tell what's under there. But
I do the same thing that you do. Pediatric dentists would do something different.
Right.
But yes, I do a lot of amalgam silver fillings on kids.
And I'll even do the little tiny pins, the little blue ones.
Mm-hmm.
The little skinny ones that you can place every once in a while. You have to have some support. And I'll put that in. And I swear they last right until the adult tooth ready to come in. So far it's worked out really well. And I think it's cheaper too, you know. Okay, now what's the biggest need you have at your neighborhood clinics?
The biggest need?
Yeah. What's your biggest need? Is it more funding? Is it more dentists? Is it more patients? Is it more money? I think I already said that.
Well, funding is always a big issue because I would like to have more dentists to be able to provide more care. And, money is always the limiting factor for everything.
Right.
But yeah, I would say that funding is our biggest issue.
So now you are also then because of that, you need volunteers?
Well, in the evenings. We have, through an association with the Columbus Dental Society, the Physicians Care Connection, Columbus Public Health, and the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, we have a free clinic that operates two Mondays a month. And it is at no charge. And the only services we're providing there now is extractions.
Okay.
We hope in the future to be able to expand that to provide fillings and cleanings. But right now, we're just helping people that are in pain. And so that is a truly volunteer experience. So anybody that would like to volunteer, dentists, hygienists, assistants, we always need assistants.
Okay.
And actually community volunteers, people that don't have any dental knowledge or experience, we need people to help us with the paperwork and the computers. So we can take any kind of volunteer that would like to help us with that.
So what are the hours for these?
It's Monday, the second and fourth Mondays of the month. And the clinic starts at 4:30 and goes until we see all the patients that we have taken for the day.
Oh, 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just trying to figure out if I could volunteer. I work until about 6:30 or 7, so that wouldn't work out for me, would it?
Well, we have some docs that come later, but if it's till 7, yeah, no, probably not. Because some nights we're there till 8:30 or 9 o'clock, but usually we're done around 8:30.
Okay.
But most docs come when they get off work, so a lot of them come 5:30, 6 o'clock. We're happy for you whenever you get there.
Yeah, believe me, having done my own charity events, it's you take what you can get, even though you wish they would actually block it off on their schedule, right?
Right. And, with your events also, Doc, we pass those out to our patients and through other contacts that we have through our agencies to let a lot of people know, because that's a great program. And, you know, we're glad that you're out there doing that for the people in the community.
Well, thank you. You knew about them. You helped us get the people there?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, because I always have this lingering nightmare. Am I going to have all these volunteers and no patients? Well, because they're a hard group to reach.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, if you're working three jobs, you're not watching a lot of television or listening to the radio, unless you're in your car, I guess. So the second and fourth Monday, which means the next one will be
the 26th
of August. And then after that, you have, let's see, what are the September dates? September 9th?
September the 9th.
And yes. September 23rd. I see.
Yeah.
You won't be doing it on October 14th because it's a holiday.
Correct.
Okay. And then October 28th. Okay. Well, that's really neat. And I understand you're taking care of the people in pain. So, you know, that's why it's extractions. And those people are very, very appreciative to have that out of them. And in fact, we know, and I'm sure you know, about Diamante Driver, the 12-year-old boy in Baltimore, who died because his mother didn't take him. And the word is an $86 extraction would have saved his life. So we're preventing we're actually possibly saving somebody's life by doing what you do.
You know, there are so many people that have so many health issues. And when you add a dental infection on top of it, you know, it can be a very serious thing. Hopefully most of our patients don't let it go that far, but we want to help people so that this never has to happen again.
Good. Yeah, and I agree. And I always mention it's not children's fault that their parents happen to be struggling right now for whatever reason. And so we always want to take care of the children until they can take care of themselves. But it's even better if we can take care of the parent. They come as a group.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And again, you know, it's all about education, and children mimic what they see their parents do. And if their parents never go to the dentist, they don't see it as a priority. So we teach in all kinds of ways, and we do things that are right for our kids in all kinds of ways. So modeling that behavior is really important.
If you're just joining us, we are with Dr. Dina Deskins-Knabel. She is a dentist at the Columbus Public Health Department, and she is the dental director for Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, Inc. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I want to make sure I get that right. All right. I think it's time to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today, my guest in the studio is Dr. Dina Deskins-Knabel. She is a dentist at the Columbus Public Health Department, as well as the dental director for Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, Inc. And so, Dr. Deskins-Knabel, tell me, first of all, how can someone volunteer? You already said that you take anybody,
mm-hmm.
and that dental assistants are in great need. So let's just say, okay. A lot of times, my wife, when I wasn't even a dentist yet, and I volunteered at the free clinic in Cleveland, because I went undergrad at Case Western Reserve, and she came with me. She's not a dental assistant, but she came with me and she would help me. Can a dentist do that?
Certainly. And a lot of the dentists that we have that volunteer bring their staff with them, because It's comforting for them because they're used to working with those people, and their staff want to volunteer. So we have a lot of docs that bring their assistants, and then we have assistants that just come on their own, and we have some hygienists. We have people from OSU that volunteer. So we're happy to take anybody. If they want to volunteer, they can contact Paula Dunn at the Physicians Care Connection. She's the volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
Let me give you her phone number. It's 255-4424.
255-4424.
Yes.
614 area code.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 255. Say it again.
255-4424.
All right. Write that down because we could really use the help. Now, what's the difference between what you do at the Columbus Health Department and the Columbus Neighborhood Health Clinic? Is there any?
There is none.
Oh.
The clinic at Columbus Public Health is operated by the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we all do the same thing. I know it's confusing. It's confusing for us sometimes also. but we're just physically located at Columbus Public Health.
Okay. They had room. They made room available.
Well, there was always a clinic there.
Yes.
And to be able to better serve people in the community, it made more sense to combine the programs.
I see.
So part of the employees are actually City of Columbus employees, and part are Columbus Neighborhood Health Center employees.
I see. And so they were there anyway for a medical checkup, and it's like, did you know we have dental services?
Well,
kind of.
In the health department, there aren't you can't get a checkup.
Oh.
There are other preventative programs there, like the RTB program and women's and infant and children's health, women's health, I'm sorry, are multiple programs in the health department where you can go and get a check of different kinds, but it's not a physician getting your physical or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So now, I think you know this. I know I've told my listeners several times, but the largest unmet health need in both Ohio and the nation is dental disease. Why do you think that is?
I think that as a country, we separate our body from our head. And so I think mental health issues and dental issues aren't treated the same way as we treat the rest of our physical health.
Right.
They're certainly treated that way in terms of insurance and Medicaid.
Right.
And so I think when people don't have the resources to get dental insurance, which is separate from medical insurance, they often let that go to the wayside. And so people don't treat those the same way. I think it's a financial issue.
I was at this focus group where we were discussing how to improve things, and I can't take credit for the quote, so I won't, but a nurse said, you know, in this country, we treat the human body like the headless horseman. Everything from the neck down is covered by medical insurance, and everything from the neck up isn't.
Dental, that's absolutely right.
Dental, vision, and mental health aren't covered, and it makes no sense. And if I had my way, we would completely do away with dental insurance as it exists as an entity, just do away with it. And just say, okay, if you're going to insure a human, you have to insure the whole human. It has to be everything. So medical insurance then would cover dental, would cover vision, would cover mental health. What do you think of that?
I completely agree. I think that reason that vision still gets treated is because people can't function without their eyes. It's something that they get immediate feedback on, and they know, I can't see, so I can't work, I can't drive, I can't do those things. So they're forced to seek that kind of care, even though they may not be able to afford it. But with dentistry, things are allowed to percolate and grow to the point that it's something very, very serious, when it could have been fixed simply with a filling or just preventative care. But because you don't feel it or see it until it's really bad, you know, it goes to a severe level before it gets treatment.
So if you were the president or you were the governor, what would you do to change the fact that dental disease is the largest unmet health need?
That's a really, really tough question. I would like you said, I would like insurance to treat the whole body, not just partially.
So the first would be what I said, is just do away with dental insurance altogether and make it one body, one insurance plan.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
You know, this is really tough because this is all about money.
Right.
And so it's how to pay for the care is the issue. And I understand why the governor and the president and everybody that's working in healthcare has all kinds of issues, because it's how to come up with the money to provide this healthcare, because dental care is not inexpensive. It's a expensive thing to provide. And honestly, I don't have a good answer for you.
Well, let me just throw in here that I don't think dentistry is expensive. I think neglect is.
Okay. I'll jump on board with that.
Okay. Because let's face it, I've actually done the math. And every time I have a patient that comes to me and they haven't been to a dentist in 15, 20, 25, 30 years, and now I'm telling them it's going to be $16,000 to correct or $8,000 or whatever it is, if I do the math and I divide the number of months they've stayed away by how much money it's going to cost, it winds up being about $35 a month. It's really weird. It's always somewhere between $33 and $35. Well, I don't consider that expensive. But if people, so you're talking about $40 for a visit, and we mm-hmm. did say some people don't have that. But if somebody who's not insured could set aside about $35 a month, they would cover their cleanings, they would cover their exams, they'd cover x-rays every, you know, third time, let's say, every 18 months. And they could probably afford every once in a while an $80 filling, you know, or $40 sealant. But when you wait until it's a root canal, now you have an extraction or a root canal and you have to get a bridge or a partial or you have to get dentures. That's when it becomes expensive. So the first would be to make it just all one insurance. And, you know, I was reading the newspaper the other day, and what's going on in Egypt is absolutely horrible. But I did not know we were sending Egypt $1.2 billion a year. That's a lot of fillings you can pay for.
It certainly is.
So maybe it's just rearranging our priorities a little bit.
When you talk about the cost, when you break it down over a lifetime, you're right, it's not expensive. Unfortunately, we are not of that mindset. So again, I go back to the whole education factor. We need to educate people about what they need to do for themselves and how to take care of themselves. And I think a lot of these issues would start to be resolved.
I agree. Now, when we come back, we have another break. We want to talk a little bit about the access to care issues, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-doo-ba-doo, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
A little smile for me, Rosemary.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. My guest in the studio today is Dr. Adina Duskins-Knievel. She is the director, dental director for Columbus Neighborhood Health Center, Inc., and she also works at the Columbus Public Health Department as a dentist, so she's kind of busy, and she's dedicated her life essentially to helping people in need. And I want to talk about that because we talk a lot about these access to care issues, how there's always this disconnect between people in need that, say, live in Appalachia, Ohio, in an area that's more rural, and then the metropolitan centers. And for some reason, well, I know what the reason is. There aren't enough dentists in these rural areas, so people are always trying to come up with a solution to that. When I hear the word access to care, or the words access to care, what I really hear is access to money. Because I think if you could take a dentist who graduated from dental school and put them in a little town where there aren't that many people and they'd have to draw from about a 50-mile radius, if they were receiving the amount of money they needed to pay their bills and have a decent life, I'm not talking about extravagant, but a decent life, they'd be there. But they're not there. So do you agree it's just access to money?
I do agree.
And most of those people, they're on some kind of government assistance, which is why it's so low, right?
Correct.
So instead of paying a dentist enough money to keep the doors open, they pay them about, 40, 50% of what it costs to keep the doors open. And then they get mad at us as a profession. We're not providing for the people in need in those rural areas. What do we do?
That's a really tough call. And, you know, there are some loan reimbursement programs that can help new graduates go into those areas. But when you graduate from dental school, these people still want to make a living.
Right. And they usually have about $200,000 to $300,000 in debt.
Yes. And that's a heavy thing hanging over you. When you graduate from school and then you have so much debt that nobody wants to loan you money to get a car or a house.
Right. And in fact, right now I know of a graduate from just a few years ago, and his monthly payment for his school loans is over $3,000. So we're not talking about a car payment. We're talking about four car payments or five car, maybe six, right?
No, right.
Yeah. Six car payments. And that's gone. They have to make that $3,000-some-odd before anything else can be paid. And I like what I did hear a program about where they try to get students to go to dental school who come from the rural areas. The idea being is that they'll be more likely to go back home and open up an office.
And, you know, that's part of the Ohio Project, which is something through Ohio State University. And it's a pipeline project where they're trying to reach out to people from underserved areas because people are more likely to go back to where they came from. Granted, some of them are going to stay in a bigger town when they get there, but usually people have a connection to their hometown. So if you can reach out to those people and show them what a career in dentistry is like, maybe they'll go back to where they came from.
Right, but they still need to be able to pay their bills.
Absolutely.
So our legislators, they know this, and yet they don't seem to do anything about it. Instead, they want to deputize somebody, a dental assistant, to do more, or somebody out of high school to do more, instead of really getting the people that are already trained to do it. And how do we change their thought process?
You know, I think that the whole mid-level provider issue is not going to help the situation because people are always still going to go where the money is.
Right.
And what we need to do is go where the people are and be able to help them. But we have to reimburse the people that are going there to provide the care. And, you know, this is kind of a quirky thing, but it brings to mind like the old TV show Northern Exposure, where you have a town that's paying for a physician to come
right.
to provide care there.
Right.
You know the needs there, but you have to be able to the person has to be able to make some money. They have to live themselves. And so we need to come up with a plan to do that. And we would have to create a whole different system to get people to go into these lower paying areas.
But it still is going to be some form of government funding, whether it be federal, state, or maybe six or seven of these little towns banding together to say, we'll all share the cost of this dentist to open up an office. We'll provide them maybe an office space, and we'll pay off their loans over time. Think about it. If there were seven little communities, they could probably split that evenly amongst, 15 years to pay off school loans, and then that dentist would have to stay in town for those 15 years or something like that. And by then, they'd be so kind of entwined into the community, they'd probably stay.
Right. And, you know, it's like the system that the military uses. If you go and they pay for you to go to dental school, you have a commitment to them for, X number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be an excellent program to get people to go to these smaller areas. And like you said, once they move to someplace like that, they probably would love it and want to stay.
Yeah, I think we've just solved the problem.
I wish it was that easy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being my guest. I really appreciate it. And, you know, maybe we can have you back sometime and maybe we can talk about progress or something.
I would love that.
Okay, that sounds cool. All right. Now, before we go, let me just remind folks again about the 7th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, because we raise money for this type of dental outreach, help folks in need. And the Golf Classic is on September 14th at Broadview Golf Course. It'll be from 8:30 until we're done, I guess. Shotgun start, scramble format, $100 per person. Call 262-9588 or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com. Next week, we'll have another Teeth Across America episode with interviews of folks that came to yesterday's Kids Touch a Truck Fest at the Meyer Store in Westerville. Going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday from 8 until 9. Bye-bye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.